Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Talk That Tech, the
number one tech talk morning show in the world. Let's get it, man.
Yes, numero uno. Yeah, we are in the building, and we are here.
Top two, and we not two.
Okay? And we're not two.
Actually, I don't even know if there is another one. So, number one, baby.
number one, man. And this is going to be a great episode. You know, we had an opportunity to basically talk about it yesterday and prepare and do a few other different things. And we're like, yeah, this will be a good one. And so excited to have you all with us this morning. And like usual, we're going to go through the chat and see who's here. Darcelle is in the building. Good morning. Good morning. So glad to have you with us, rocking with us on this early Monday morning. This is Monday, March 18th. All right. So glad to have you with us. Oh, we got Tech Coach Ralph in the building as well. He said, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Mitch is in the building too. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you are rocking with us. Glad you are here. So this is going to be loads of fun. Loads of fun. And I just wanted to just take a time to just say thank you all for just your support, everything that you've done, everything that you've, you know, been rocking with us with. And we just want to make sure that we share that appreciation with you for sure.
For sure. So,
for sure. And so, man, I wanted to talk with, we have a lot to talk about, first of all, but let's talk about the weekend first. How was your weekend, brother?
The weekend was same as always, man. Pretty straightforward. Not a whole lot going on, man. It was raining like crazy. The last, I guess Friday and Saturday. And so, man, me personally, I don't like getting out in the rain. I don't like, if I don't have to, I'm in the house when it's raining because it's just not for me. You know, I like to just chill. So that's kind of what I did, except for, you know, Saturday I went and got a cut, went and got a fresh fade, and Sunday went to church. It was not raining yesterday, but it was really gloomy. And so, yeah, that's about it, bro. I didn't do much, man. It was raining.
How about yours? Before I even go to mines, I gotta go to Mitch real quickly because he's like, yo. Oh, yeah. He's like, yo, Trey, let me get that hat.
Oh, the Bogey Boys. Yeah. You know, that's one of my golf hats, you know. My guy Macklemore, his golf line, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mitch want the hat.
Yeah, he wants the hat.
It's good stuff. Got a couple of these. They make some high quality stuff, man.
Oh, nice. Well, my weekend wasn't that crazy. I came back from my SKO, which is a sales kickoff that companies normally have. I came back from that probably Friday, and so my weekend was kind of just catching up from that. You know, just kind of with other stuff that had to do with the house, more or less. But yeah, that was pretty much it. It was nice though. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for sure. So I cannot lie. It was a good time. It was a good time. Just kind of just being home with the family and things of that nature. So yeah.
Oh yeah, that's always good, right there, man.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with the family.
Can't go wrong. Yeah, man. So it's going to be a fun episode that we have today. Oh, we got Scott in the building. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, brother. Good to see you. If you see me looking away a lot, I'm actually doing three screens right now. I got Instagram here. I got YouTube, and then I got where we normally stream from. So I'm making sure that I'm hitting everybody up right now. I got Recruiter Cousin on Instagram. Actually, yep, she's on the YouTube side too. What up, Recruiter Cousin?
Oh, snap. What's up?
Get you good to get you this morning, early morning. You're busy.
Got the double action.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. Well, we got a lot to cover in the docket today. And we definitely want to make sure that we have time for that, but we want to also make sure we have time for the comment section because this is where the fun is at. As you know, if you're on YouTube, especially if you want to talk that tech show on the YouTube side or on our side here, you could definitely go ahead and click on the call-in link if you want to call in anytime into the show. That's the fun part about what we do here. I'm laughing at Recruiter Cousin because she says early is crap. It's 7 a.m. morning time. I'm laughing at, as soon as you said that, though, we got Ty Smith, who's 4 a.m. where he's
even
at.
Earlier.
He's yeah. Like, what's up, y'all? Trey with the hat of the day. Jeez. So y'all early birds are catching the worm for sure. Tech Coach Ralph giving his salutations there. It's definitely early. I mean, it's 5 a.m. for you. It's 6 a.m. Oh, well, 7 for me.
Six
for you. Yeah. And then we got brother Ty, who's there at 4 a.m. in the morning. Dedication. Oh, man. Well, let me ask you this, brother. So, as you know, there is the news that's been circulated recently about Mr. Mike Tyson himself going against Jake Paul. This is our morning question of the day. And a lot of people are asking questions because they've seen some training videos with Mr. Jake Paul. Mike Tyson. And they're saying, like, bro, Tyson is come for blood. You know, this is not none of the matches that Jake Paul has faced before. So the question that has been circulating, and I kind of actually made it my own here, is, would you stay in the ring for 2 minutes with Mike Tyson for $2 million? So it's $1 million per minute, right? Would you put yourself through that of, you know what, I'm going to go in the ring for 2 minutes, just if I last or not, I'm going for 2 minutes.
$1 million a minute?
Yes.
Bro, I'm in there, bro. I'm in there. I'm going to be Martin. If y'all remember that episode with Martin. I'm in there, bro. 2 minutes. I just need to make sure my eyeballs don't come out of socket, you know.
Yeah.
I need to make sure that I might get one jab in right as soon as the bell ring, boom, and then I'm running the rest of the 2 minutes, you know what I mean? Bobbing and weaving, man. But like Tech Coach Ralph said, if I get knocked out, I might just stay down. I don't
if I get knocked out the first 30 seconds, I still get paid. Yeah, you still get paid.
I think if you still get paid, I might stand, but I'm not looking to go down though. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm gonna be around that ring. I'm touching every part of that ring though.
That's funny. You're right.
If I come back looking like Martin, it might still be worth it. 2 minutes.
Yeah. That's funny.
How about you, though?
Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. Let me just start saying that because I want people to know that, you know, I was thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's $2 million, trust me. But the way he's been training, and there's even this interview where he says, like, listen, I miss this person, right? This is an old interview, right? He's like, yeah. He almost had tears in his eyes. He's like, I'm not that man anymore. And he sees how explicit it is, and he's like, was crying. Like, he was emotional. He was not the old Mike Tyson that would literally knock people's heads off. And he's like, I can't let that man come back because he's a beast, da, 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 da. And so for the fact that he's like now getting a taste of this, it's scary to me. Like even when it had, like, there was supposed to be a Holyfield back in, I don't know if you remember this, but Holyfield and him were supposed to be fighting recently, a couple years ago. And yeah. Holyfield saw him training, he's like, nah, I'm out. Right.
Yeah, bro. That's what was crazy about that one.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out.
He backed out, was like, look, I'm not where I used to be. I'm not getting in the ring with that. The other thing too, bro, I remember when he was with Roy Jones, when he fought Roy Jones, I didn't realize it until after the fight that there were so many stipulations in that fight that Roy Jones' side had put up, bro. He couldn't even knock him out. Like,
yeah,
he couldn't knock Roy Jones out. It was in the rules. So for me, I'm like, could you imagine him? Like, he was trying to restrain himself from knocking him out. Like, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where hopefully there are no rules in this. I haven't looked yet, so hopefully there's none. Hopefully it's literally Mike, you know, Mike can just unleash like everything. Now he is up there in age, but at the same time, Mike trains year round still. So it's not nothing, you know, he might be a tad bit slower, but you can tell he still will walk a dude down. And if he get to that body, it might be a wrap, man. You know, Mike got that grown man strength, okay? I still believe in that. There's a such thing as grown man strength, yeah. You know? And Jake Young might be a little too young Paul might be a little bit too young.
And I'm going to say this real quickly, then we'll go to the comment section, but that Roy Jones fight was a makeup because Holyfield said, nah, I'm out. He's like, I'm out. And if you look at Roy Jones after the fight, even with those stipulations, he's like blowing hard. He's like holding himself. He's like, yeah. Mike hits hard. You know, there were some times where he said that Mike punched through the wind and missed him, and he felt the wind. Like, he felt that. And he was like, oh my goodness, what did I do? And these are the professional fighters, right? This is Roy Jones. Like, it's not like he wasn't fighting any scrub. He was fighting Roy Jones. Let me go to the comment section because it is hilarious in there. Mitch said, yep, but I'll be running all inside that ring. I'll be running. Mayweather, Tech Crowd says, watching Mayweather defenses now to prepare for that fight.
Get that shoulder roll.
Operation Tech Takeover says, looking like Will Smith and Hitch.
Hey, that's exactly.
I feel like I'll be looking like Martin when Martin had his allergy reaction. That'll be just all lumps, head swollen. That might be me. I don't know.
No, that was after the fight, bro. That's what I was talking about. That was after that fight he had. It was a wrap.
Oh, man. He's a bob and weave. Bob and use your weave. Shania Jenkins. That's hilarious. Ty Smith says, low LOL, before he swings, just play dead 9 seconds at a time. I mean, if you're on the ground, that's true.
Nah, that's wild. Yeah.
Not nine. Get up at that 9 second. Nine, he's up. This is falling down again. Yeah, he's going to probably push the ref out the way and try to get to you.
You get one of them grabs in.
Yeah. Teco Brown said, holy Phil has one good ear left, man. He had to make a business decision.
That's for sure.
Support the show. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Yes, sir. That's right. If you're new to the channel, go ahead and hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. We love rocking with y'all. This is going to be a fun show. So to answer the question, which I did not, I would, yeah. With some of the suggestions that are in here, I probably would do it. It's $2 million for two minutes. That could be a very long time if you're fighting. But if you're running, it could be even a longer time. So, I mean,
the longest 2 minutes.
My 1 million of that have to go to my hospital bills, so we gotta work on that. Oh man, but Trey,
that in.
Yeah, you know what? You got to these days because it's getting hard out there. You know, some things they may not even cover. They'd be like, this is a business decision. I'm not sure if our insurance is gonna cover this right now. oh man, but Trey, let me pass the baton to you because you have something you want to talk about Google and some things that went down.
Real quick, Google, they had an important warning for Google Drive users few days ago, and basically what they're saying is they're seeing a huge increase in spam attacks that are targeting Google Drives. And if you're anything like me, your Google Drive is like I got multiple Google Drives and some that are from way back, like, you know, I got some that have nothing but like high school photo and videos and stuff in there, like, you know, all that kind of stuff, just important stuff and some. And so one of the craziest things is people are spam attacks and they're targeting Google Drives, including suspicious file requests. And so Google is recommending that users be cautious and avoid clicking on these requests. And one example that they gave is that a Google Drive scam is it's involving push notifications and emails that contain links to malicious websites. So it's not out of the norm. It's just one of those things. Well, it is. It's like, who normally gets a Google Drive spam request, right? So you're not really thinking it sometimes, and you might just go ahead and click. But it says that to be on the lookout, some of the messages may be in broken English or Russian, and then some may claim that recipients has won a prize or needs to review their financial transaction, which, if you're seeing that obviously don't click. Like, I don't know. I guess people are still clicking on that kind of stuff. But I mean, you ain't winning no prize, man. Okay. Unless it's at a place that you normally shop, right? You go to, I don't know, Dillard's all the time, and then they tell you that you won some because you shop there a lot. Still, check it out. Maybe because they don't even do that kind of stuff. So just know, man, you ain't winning no prize. And then it says to help users identify malicious use of Google Drive, Google has added a warning banner. So you might start seeing that as well. But what does Google advise users to do? It says Google urges users to exercise caution and avoid interacting with these requests. It says here are some points to remember. Don't click on any links. Don't approve the file request. So it says if you receive the notification about the request and you don't recognize it, don't approve it. Which, you know, again, common sense stuff here, but it you know, it still can catch you slipping sometimes. So just wanted to get that out there. And then opening the file might be safe, but avoid interacting. So you can open it. If you don't recognize it, just don't click on the stuff, right? That's the part that's harmful. And so just, I know we sound like a broken record sometimes with this cybersecurity stuff, right? But online safety is extremely important. And the more and more as society goes into, you know, everything being online and web use, companies, all that, it's just going to be more and more important as we go on. So again, some things to remember, enable two-factor authentication. Or authentication. Like I told y'all before, I've now started to do that on all my stuff. Review the permissions for shared files. So make sure that, you know, hey, whoever's in there is supposed to be in there. Then regularly review your file activity. And then use strong and unique passwords. Y'all know I used to use the same password for every single thing I got. And now I'm slowly going to them super long, you know, auto-made ones that Apple has put on there because it's getting crazy out there. So anyways, that was it. Quick question though, do y'all be reporting phishing emails at work, or do y'all just keep letting keep working and let somebody else actually report those? I just wanted to know. I remember a point in time in my early career where I never reported nothing. I would see them, and it's bad. I'm not saying it was good. I would see them, but I'm like, man, somebody else is going to report that. I'm super busy right now. But over time, I did change my ways. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm smiling because I literally, because I got a new, I'm working a new job. I literally reported everything that I thought was suspicious. It used to be like some marketing emails from other companies, and they'd be like, nah, you're good, bro. And I'll be like, hey, listen, I just want to make sure. I just got here. I don't want to be the reason, right? We got somebody
to be the reason.
I don't want to be the reason. We got somebody in the back. I'm going to bring them on in a moment, but I want to see the comment section real quickly. I got good morning. Good morning, Tina. Glad you're rocking with us. Good morning. And then Tech Coach Ralph says, it's a phishing email that makes it look like it's from Google Drive. Interesting. Thought you meant they were requesting access to your files. That's true. I've seen examples of that, like in the new training that they have. They have new training for like Noble 4 and other places where they like, you know, look out for this specifically as well. And then it's like, I barely open the emails at work.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, we got someone behind that's joining us, and it's none other than OTTO, Operation Tech Takeover, is in the building. Good morning, OTTO. Good morning. How are you doing?
Peace and blessings on this road again. I was also going to add to what Trey was saying. Also, I know people don't really do it, but when you're getting those emails, make sure you're checking the sender's address, because a lot of times you'll be able to tell that way too, because with these scams, they just throw up random things for the emails. So instead of it being joseph.smith@techniquetips.com, it'll be joeblowxyz24. You know that's not Joseph Smith. You know what I mean? So just be mindful when you're looking at your emails, when you're getting them, to check that sender address as well. So I just wanted to add that little tidbit into what Big Brother Trey was talking about.
No, that's facts, bro. Definitely click that down arrow so you can see Who's sending it? That's yeah. For sure. That's a good one right there, man.
Yeah. And I was going to also add to that, you know, they're getting better at it. So there are certain things that they're masking. But yeah, those are the signs that you have to look out for. I really have to look at also that sometimes they just don't take their time with spelling. So grammatically, things just kind of look kind of a little off or iffy. I'd be like, send it to my IT team to like look at that.
That is crazy now, because like, bro, we got Grammarly and all that stuff, and you still don't use it. Yeah, you ain't trying to make no money.
Not at all. They're just lazy. I mean, that's why they got in this gaming in the first place. It's just lazy. But yeah, man. But thank you, bro, for tuning in, man. I know you're driving, so feel free to call back on the show if you want to call back on the show. I just want you to be safe.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Of course. Appreciate y'all, man.
No problem. All
right, now.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. OTTO in the building. Always appreciate that, brother, for stopping by. But do y'all report it? Let's hear from y'all. I know that Tech Coach Ralph said that he
don't even look at his email.
He's like, listen, I'm busy. I'm doing work. Work. I ain't time for those emails. But anybody else, do you guys, I know Tina, you said it yourself here. You know, I'm glad I tuned in to hear this message because it's real in these streets. That's right. It is real in these streets. She didn't say that. I just added that. But yeah, it's that. I'm glad
and answered it.
Yeah, man. Well, we're gonna go right to it. It is that time of the day. It's the talk that tech bulletin board, as I like to call it, the bulletin board, where we're basically gonna share for a couple of minutes, nothing long, 1 or 2 minutes, about some events, not all, because there's a ton of them. Oh man, Ty Smith is busy with Black Tech Global. There's only so much I could show. But I'm going to show these really quickly because the reason why we're doing this is because in 2024, y'all, we are outside. We are outside going and being a part of these different events. And as a reminder, y'all, go ahead and go to Black Tech Global because blacktechglobal.com, that's where we're getting these events from. So you can find all of your events here, the information, and make sure that you are tuning into it for yourself and sharing it with others if you're not in the area. A lot of these things are free, so definitely want to do that. All right, so here we're going to go. We're going to do lightning round, y'all. So make sure you are paying attention. First things first, we got March 21st. This is coming up as a Houston Text Industry Mixer with Mixer Cloud. That's $20 to $35. Definitely check that out. It's a great networking event. If you see the pictures, they live in there. Again, that's $20 to $35 for this event. A lot of people attend this if you're in the Houston area, so go ahead. Hey, see a little smiles. People smiling, not having a good time.
Black people
mixing it up, right? And so definitely go ahead and check this out. If you are in the Houston area, you're going to have a great old time. And so this one is actually one we've been talking about for a while that I'm going to be sharing with you right now. And this is basically the National Society of Black Engineers. And so they're having an event that's coming up March 20th, which is in 2 days to the 24th. And this event is a little bit more on the pricey side, but listen, this is a huge event. This one is not free like the other ones we normally promote, or even $20 to $75. This one is $875. But if you are in part of the National Society of Black Engineers, if you are in the STEM realm of what we do here, definitely want to check this out. Great opportunity to network. As you can see, they have some sponsors here: ExxonMobil, HP. They have Dell as well. The list goes on and on. So you definitely want to check this out for yourself if you know somebody who wants to be a part of the National Society of Black Engineers. So we also have Tech Rights Passage, Empowering Black Men in Tech. This is happening in the DMV area, specifically in DC. This is going to be happening Thursday, March 21st at 6 p.m. And you definitely want to check that out. The cost of that is $0.00. And this is, again, going to be happening in the DC area. Basically, what I love about this event when I looked it up is like they're taking young black men, like teenagers, people that are young guys, young women that are trying to, well, specifically young men, excuse me, for this particular event, that are looking to give them an idea of how you can transition into the industry. There's mentorship, empowerment, networking. So all that's happening this upcoming Thursday, March 21st at 6 p.m. If you know any young people that are in the area, go ahead and check that out. That's going to be something that's going to be really good for the young men as they look in the transition into this. So y'all, we got to give you something for the job seekers. because we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity here to get in, right? And so we have the Community Tech Day. This is happening Friday in Winston-Salem, which is going to be in North Carolina. Winston-Salem Community Tech Day and Pitch Competition, HBCU Smart Cities. So this is happening. It's free, March 22nd. Definitely want to check that out as well. This is happening from 10 a.m. to March 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Benton Convention Center. So first day, it's a three-day situation, Friday, Saturday, and also it's going to be on that third, which I believe is going to be a Sunday. So definitely check that out if you are in the area and you want to find out more about what's going on here. There's a lot that's going on, so definitely check out the website for that. And go ahead. There's a couple more events, and we're done here. Next one is going to be our good friends at Texgiving. They have an event as well. It's the Departure Brunch. This is March 23rd, and it's going to be happening in Atlanta, Georgia. Good old Georgia, right? This March 23rd at 12 p.m. It's actually going to be free. So this is another event. If you are in the area, check it out. It's free. And this is going to be with Amazon as well, being a participant with Amazon Bentech. That's the participants that's going to be part of this brunch as well. So definitely check that out if you are in the Georgia Atlanta area, ATL, stand up. And last but not least, we have also this event with Dallas. And this event is actually right outside of Dallas. It's in Plano, Texas. It's the Dallas Black UX Summit. And that's happening Saturday, March 23rd. The tickets are $50 to $175, so you want to check into that as well. Again, there's a lineup of different guests that are going to be part of this. They have Ashley Renee, Ty Griffin, Amber Fields, Latoya Haynes are all going to be part of this. This is for the UX community. So definitely, if you are in that space or interested in being in that space, check out this event. You might be pleasantly surprised and excited for it. And that is it for the bulletin board. So thank you so much, everybody, for staying tuned and locking with that. Again, this is segment indeed of the show is actually provided by blacktechglobal.com. Again, it's blacktechglobal.com. So if you want to find out anything that you may have felt like you missed, go to blacktechglobal.com to see those events and more. All right. And so with that being said, we are on to the next segment of the show. And this one was interesting, man. This one was interesting. Let me ask you this question to the audience as well. What was your first summer job? If you remember, like, what did you do for your first summer job? I was a janitor at a church. That was my first summer job. What about you? What about yourself, Trey? Do you remember yours?
Man, my first summer job was as good as it can get, I believe. I worked at a place called, I don't even know if they're everywhere, but it's called Hurricane Harbor.
So
it's like Six Flags. Yeah, Six Flags, and then you got the water park side. I was at the water park side. One of my good friends, shout out to Aaron Russo, she got me in the front desk. So I was also just taking tickets all day, man, in 65 degree weather while everybody was out there sweating. Give me your money. And get in that park. But yeah, I was at Hurricane Harbor.
So you were almost in the register section. You're taking tickets though.
Yeah, right there in the front desk. So the whole front is all together. So you know, the people who take the car, like where you know your parking ticket, that was front. And then the people who are at the front gates taking the regular tickets, and then the people who are actually parking people, or like, you know, telling people where to park at. So yeah, I was on front gate. That's where I was at, man. You know, so I didn't get to see a lot of the action right inside the park, but I was in a jacket every day. Cool, breezy, 65.
Nice, nice. I'm looking at the comment section. Mitch said, ShopRite. All right, hey. Were you working the registers or not? I want to know. I need to know. And then also, I have Tina, a cleaning job. Is he like me? A cleaning job, business and residential. My mom had a cleaning business, so I probably tagged along with her plenty of times. It was good money back then. It was good money back then. Ty said high school basketball referee.
Oh, man, that's a good job.
You had a good first job. You got exercise built in there.
I will say, Ty, was you one of those guys who ever had to run out the gym? You had to zip up your jacket real quick and run out the gym right after the game? Listen, man, I seen plenty of playing basketball. I seen they made some questionable calls and stuff. They were getting up out of there as soon as the
gone.
And they take it off, man. Take it off.
Oh man. And then also Mitch said no grocery department. That's where he was at. All right. So the reason why I asked is because guess what, y'all? That same summer job that we used to have back in the day, working the cash registers, no cash registers, none. And that is happening at a Chick-fil-A that was recently is going to be opening up about March 21st here in New York City. And so I'm in New Jersey, but I always say here in New York City because they decided to go for a mobile only, right? First of its kind, mobile only pickup in New York, right? It's not new everywhere. We're going to touch on that just now because Trey got a story to share. But basically, that Chick-fil-A is opening its first ever mobile pickup restaurant in New York next week. The mobile pickup restaurant will focus solely on delivery and mobile app ordering for a quick and easy pickup experience. And customers can order ahead for delivery or carry out via the Chick-fil-A app or online. So basically, you have the app on your phone, you order there, you get there, and you just wait for your name to be called. There's nobody working the cash registers. There's no tables. Just go in there, pick up your food, and be on your way. And so geofencing will alert the restaurant when customers are on their way. So they're going to be alerted by technology when you're coming. And so then they can start firing your food. And then digital orders make up more than half of total sales in some markets, with New York City showing strong mobile usage, of course. And then Jared Caldwell, an experienced operator, will manage the new mobile pickup. The restaurant will not offer seating, like I said, but Chick-fil-A's signature hospitality will be maintained through the digital-focused experience. So that is exactly what's happening, which is showing how technology is moving things forward. And in a city like New York, that's going to work out well because people don't want to talk to nobody in New York. They just want to get their food and go home or get the food and go back to work. So the fact that they can talk to less people to get their order done, and I want to see how efficient it becomes. I want to see how efficient it becomes. Wait, I got to see the comment section before we go on. Before you share what you got to share, but Ty Smith says, LOL, I got rushed. He said he got rushed.
I know you did.
Oh man,
some of them parents don't care, man. It could be a not even that bad of a call, and they get you up out of there. That's funny.
We have Oma says, summer camp leader. Oh man, hey. This must have been fun.
Yeah, summer that's gotta camp. Be fun.
Then hot, you got Tech Coach Ralph, park attendant for the city. I stayed there for years. Wow. And so what do you
easy too?
Yeah, no, it sounds good. It sounds good. Mean, hey, you just making sure the cars are good, you know. I think I like that. I like that as well. But Trey, you also, when we were having this conversation, you said you had an experience as well. So I want to get your thoughts on exactly like what was your experience in a similar situation?
Yeah, bro. I was I was sitting there and I was like, when I was reading that they were getting ready to open that, I was like, oh, that's cool. But in the back of my mind, I was like, yo, I don't know if that's the first of its kind or what. And then I started thinking, or we were talking and you said something. I don't even remember what it was you said, but it made me think back. And I was like, wait, I've been in one of these. So McDonald's, they have one here in Fort Worth. And it's just literally, that's all it is a building where you can go and pick up the food. So I was driving one day and I was trying to go use the restroom so that I could get where I was going. And I was like, oh snap, there goes a McDonald's. Let me just pull over real quick, use the restroom, maybe get a sweet tea or something or whatever. And then I can head to where I was going. And bro, I walked in, I wasn't even paying attention. I just saw the sign. I know I can go in there and use the restroom. But dude, I walked in, I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, there was no people. Like, it was one other person in there waiting, and there was no, nothing. I'm like, wait, what is going on here? It was just it was a pretty moderate-sized spot, but I just asked the guy that was in there. I'm like, hey, do you know where the restroom is? And he actually did. It was, like, right around the corner. But, bro, there was nobody in there. Like, and the food came from the back, so... and what I'm imagining is there were people in the back, right, making the food, but there was nobody in there. There was no place to sit. Like you said, it's just a little waiting area, and like a front counter where I guess they bring out the food. I didn't get to see them bring out the food, but it was an interesting place for sure. And so I could see Chick-fil-A doing well with this. They already use the geofencing for sure. Like when you order on the mobile and you're getting ready to head that way, you got to let them know. But so that should be interesting though. But yeah, I have experienced it before, and I could see those being a norm at some point.
Yeah, and that's the question that we want to ask you, the audience, today is, do you think this business model will work? Do you think this business model will work? And I'm going to go to the comment section because the comments are coming in already. Ty Smith says, here in Vegas, there's a robot that makes drinks. Maybe we'll have a robot make the food. Ooh.
Yeah.
So and see. And just have a...
Because I know it was probably people there now, right? But over time... It's gonna be robots back there making, making the stuff. Hey man, let me get that spicy chicken sandwich. You know, the deluxe, and it's back there putting it together and perfect wraps, right? Perfect wrap in the bag, and then bringing it out. Yeah, that might. I don't know. That might happen for sure. I can see it.
Yeah, and Ty says that's sign of the times. Sign of the times. And so that's why we do this, man. It's time to get the skills up, whether that's in channel sales or if you want to get into, like course careers or even level careers to get your skills up in regards to the tech area. Definitely look into that, y'all. Look into any area to get your skills up, because these are jobs that we would probably suggest to our young people to do. And we're going to talk about that next, about the future. But this is something that, it may not be offered in a couple of years. It may not even be a position, a job. And so we have to adapt to the times, and how can we prepare for that? How can we work on that? So yeah, but yeah, going back to that question, y'all, do you think this business model will work? I think it definitely will work in cities, metropolitan areas. New York is a perfect place to execute this.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, would it work for like the mom who's on the go, right? She's on the go. She has a kid. She's probably in between, from her last task to now, or I shouldn't even say, I'm being more inclusive, but like that parent who's on the go, she's probably between that last task to picking up the kids and she wants to get them something quick to eat. Would this work out for them? Would it be like, okay, I put it in my phone. I'm on my way. I'm coming straight to the drive-thru. Where's my food? So I think in the way that we are moving, we have DoorDash, we have Uber, things are more convenient. I think this business model will actually work. And so that's something to definitely keep in mind, y'all. But what are your thoughts? Do you think this business model will work, y'all? Yes or no? And if so, we would love to hear from you as well about that. Definitely want to hear from you about that. And also, you can call on the show and share your thoughts as well anytime during the segment. Feel free to call into the show and share. So while they are doing that, I want to talk about something that could be a little bit interesting. I was going to say ominous, like it's something to be scared of, but not something to be scared of. It's just that this was something that came up during a conversation that I had recently on the show with a brother named Arthur, who also goes by Big Papa Code. If you follow him on Instagram, he's been doing this for a while, like years, just teaching about code and educating people and things of that nature. And he was actually stopping by on the show, which I thought was great. BMC says, I do think it will work when it comes to the business. Yep, he agrees. He or she agrees. BMC says, I do think it will work. So, yeah, I totally am. I'm there with you as well. But, yeah, Big Papa Code, he said something that was very interesting. He said, watch out for 2032. Watch out for 2032, y'all. And the reason why he said this, and I'm actually going to pull up the clip because I have it right here. But there's a reason why he said what he said, because there's right now we're in 2024, and there's things that will be shifting, right? And I don't want to steal his thunder. I'm going to let him speak about it, but there's things that will be shifting. And so I want to make sure that I kind of got this opportunity to share this with you. So if you can, listen up. This is going to be a little short clip, but it's going to be something that's definitely relatable to what it is that we're going to be talking about with this segment. And so here you go. Let us tune in and listen in to what's going on here. It's going to be, like I said, very eye-opening.
Oh, it's muted or something.
Uh-oh.
It's muted.
Can't hear it? Mm-mm. All right, let's try this again. But yeah, if we can't hear it one more time, I'm just going to say what it was. But it was really good, so I wanted to kind of give him an opportunity to share this with everybody. Let's try it one more time. Give me a thumbs up if we can hear it. All right. So right now it ain't working. Maybe I don't know what happened, but I'll just share for the conversation. But basically, Arthur was saying that 2032, Big Papa Co was saying that we will watch out for that year. It's going to be a very pivotal year because there are a few things that are going to happen, right? We have people, the baby boomers and things of that nature, who are retiring. They're getting older. And pretty soon, that generation is not going to be in leadership, right? It's going to probably be the millennials and others that are in leadership. And that's the time when Gen Z and the younger generation are going to be having a lot of the voting power. And so imagine, if you will, you know, a group of young people that have been used to phones, have been used to technology, basically helping them do things a lot easier than they were doing it previously. Like, we kind of grew up right when the dot-com bubble was there. We're like, okay, the computer, internet, cool. But this generation that's coming up behind us, all they know is a tablet. All they know is Siri and saying, hey, you know, what is the weather, Siri? That's what they know. So a lot of the things that the generations before may have been fearful of, doing or things of that nature, they're going to be a lot more progressive. They could probably, like he said it himself, he's like, I'm pretty sure if it hasn't happened by 2032, that's an election year, there's probably going to be a woman president already elected. Like, a lot of things are going to be moving in a way that's going to be like instantly, almost like that. And I even asked him, like, man, is that going to be the beginning of the Jetsons? Because it was like one of those things that we were just kind of talking about. And I know Tech Coach Ralph was there as well, a part of that conversation. If he's still here, but he was there and he was able to kind of share some stuff. But it was very interesting because the shift is going to happen. You know, technological advancements are going to be voted upon. You know, increased proficiency. Like, our kids, we used to have classes for typing. Now that generation will be like, that's what you just do. I probably better typing than I am writing things down on paper. So that's the whole landscape is going to change. And one person actually, shout out to the Wide Network, who actually commented, said, you know, my daughter is already coding JavaScript in high school, and next year she starts her cybersecurity program as a junior in high school. This will definitely be the norm even before 2032. So there's already this shift to technology where younger and younger, it's going to be almost like a trade in the sense that the way it's going to be pushed in schools, the way things are going to be shaped. So the whole point of 2032 is that between now and then, our children, our society is getting molded around technology to the point that the mass adoption we're going to see is going to be a huge thing. I thought it was very interesting. I was like, man, he probably would write a book about it or something. But
I mean, he probably could.
Yeah, he probably could. But go ahead and check out that whole episode. It's on my channel at Technique Tips. And it's the episode that I have with Arthur Vernier, a.k.a. Big Papa Code, where he breaks it down. And it was a really good point of conversation. But yeah, I'm going to go to the comment section and then I'm going to go to your thoughts, Trey. But Tina, she says, there are concerns. I was just talking about the business model before, about their concerns with the business models, especially with when orders rush in. I know some restaurants turn them off with Uber and DoorDash during rush hours. Interesting. See how they combat that, that's for sure. Tina also says, you do pose a good point of the mom on the go. Overall, it's here to stay, but hopefully it's not a complete takeover. We will see about that business model for sure. We'll definitely see about it. In regards to 2032, y'all, what are your thoughts about that, Trey, while people are typing about it?
Yeah, bro, I'm in full agreements with him. When I was listening, you know, live, and yeah, everything he said, you can obviously see everything trending towards that way. And then the Y Network, her comment, you know, just further solidified that, yo, not only is it coming, it's already starting. And so it's just one of those things where, hey, you just want to keep your ear to the streets, know what's going on, right? Like, understand that times will change. Like, you got to change with the change. And so that's one of them. Like, maybe instead of pushing your kid to be NBA prodigy, right, or et cetera, et cetera, give them that backing of, hey, go for it, right? Do the best you can, but check this out, right? Or make sure you're enrolling in this and not something crazy. trying to bank on the NBA or something like that. Like, hey, let's get something as well as a backing that you can really do well in. And like you said earlier about kids starting early, man, like it's babies that they know how to work that iPad like crazy, bro. Like, I'm like, how do you even know how to do this right now? It's crazy. But that's just how it is. Like, they come out the womb with the blue, I got the knowledge, and just put it in my hand, man, and I'm good to go. But that's one of those things, as technology goes forward, as we continue to move forward, things speed up, and it will get easier and easier to continue to make these the advances. And then what was interesting to me is how he said that the people that are in, like, you know, in those high places or whatever, how they will start changing and, you know, get younger. And I ain't gonna cap, I can't wait, because I you look at some of those photos, I'm like, bro, why are you still in there? You need to be somewhere, like a whole line of them, and they just about to fall out, man. I'm like, why? I know why you're still in there, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, it will be interesting to see if younger people can get in, or if it's just like a whole nother roster of old crispy folks that are going to then just pop up again. And it's like, wait, weren't you in that last time? And it's a whole nother person. They just old again. So I don't know. I would like to see what happens there. I can't even remember what to type in to pull up that list. But all of them old. So it'd be interesting to see, though, for sure.
Yeah. I think that most likely our generation will be the ones in Senate and things of that nature. But the voting power will be primarily like that generation, which I thought was very interesting, because if you think about it, you know, for the most part, we've already been trending in a direction like that. But the things like the TikTok ban may not even be like a discussion, you know. But hey,
right,
at that point, maybe everybody's more versed about cybersecurity, so they probably assume more of the risk. So we don't. Mm-hmm. Would it be more of a conservative society in some places? And you know what I mean? Like there's some things that may be still conservative in regards to like cybersecurity, but in other areas it might be more, I guess, for lack of a better word, liberal.
It's wide open.
It's very interesting to see what that's going to look like in 2032. So definitely, if y'all have any thoughts or questions, feel free to put in the comment section below. We'll bring it up regarding this. Also, if you want to call into the show, you can feel free to call into the show as well to share your thoughts about any of the subject matters that we had, especially about this topic being 2032. But yeah, I definitely was thinking about that after he said that, because I was like, man, this is something I never really thought about. Like, what does that look like in the next, what that would be, 9? That's only 9 years from now,
Not even 10.
It's 8 years from now. So if you think about it, 8 years from now, what are things going to look like? So that's crazy. This world is moving quick, man. This world is moving quick. Oh, man. We might break to this part a little bit earlier in the show today, because we have a little time here. But yeah, let's do it. The Brown Box Special.
Oh, we going in? Yeah, man.
Dude, hey. Going in, and and this is funny because we're talking about fast food today. So I'm gonna let
Exactly. So y'all already know Brown Box Special. We were talking about fast food and how they switching stuff up, right? It might be robots in the back cooking up that good food, maybe not so good, you know. But it might happen. But before that, there's people back there. And yeah, we got a story today about McDonald's. It says a friend called in sick to McDonald's and he was told if he didn't come in, he was fired. He kept saying that was unfair because I have a stomach flu, right? He had a stomach flu, but the manager held to it. He was like, nah, man, get your butt in here. We need you. He went in and got fired for throwing up all over the frying burgers. The store shut down for a day, and a lot of people saw it and said they could never eat there again. Bruh, that was the manager's fault. I don't care. I'm saying it. I'm not right now. That was the manager's fault, bro. And tried to tell him, and you want to make people come in instead of bringing in somebody else or, you know, having somebody on standby. Ugh. And look what you did. You got fried stuff all over the burgers, man. And probably the grill, too. That's cold as ice.
That's disgusting.
And they fired him. I'm mad that they fired him because I told y'all
I was sick. Now everybody probably gets sick. Things are contaminated. People getting a bad review because you don't want to let me go home and actually rest this thing off. Yeah, that was disgusting.
Bro.
That was disgusting. Ty Smith, Brown Box Special. That's right. Three boxes. Good morning, NC worker.
Good morning.
And then Mitch was like with this ceremonials shake my head. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
The stuff was frying on the fryer, man. That's cold blood. That's cold blooded, man.
the visual is disgusting.
Yeah.
Operation Tech Takeover says that that management should have been fired. That's crazy. Yeah. If I say that I'm sick, you want me to be around you and you want to get sick too? Okay. But
that's
listen,
number one.
Everybody, but I'm contaminating everything. I'm working in food. You know, if I sneeze, cough, whatever, that's getting into everything. You know?
Bro.
Management needs to, you know, get more. If you need somebody else, hire somebody else. But don't put yourself in that. Now look at that. The whole branch is probably like people. If you see that, would you want to eat back there again?
Mm-mm. Ain't going back, man.
Yeah, exactly. OTTO says now you got chunky fries. Oh no, the visual. Thank God I didn't eat breakfast yet. It's like I can't. Oh no, Robert. Robert's in the building. Said thanks, good sirs, for the inspiration. Thank you for tuning in.
Appreciate you
as always, man. Oh yeah, that is crazy. Listen, y'all. If it was me, and I, you know, I probably would have been like, you know what, maybe I gotta turn my stuff in because I can't. I physically can't do it, you know. And you're gonna now cause me to get in trouble with other people at the job. Because they're not gonna be happy that I'm sick there and getting them sick. People be fighting me, right? Like people be like fight me to get out, you know. And so for the fact that the manager was like, listen, y'all, you guys still come to work. Well, that's why we have the Brown Box Special. So we can see how dumb some people really are.
Man, it's what happens, unfortunately. It can happen like that for real. It does, obviously, but yeah, I can't believe it. Man, this was it. This was a good one, man. We had some good stuff in here. What did Darcell say? He said, nah, they could fire me. I couldn't come in like that. I'm with you, man. I'm the same way. Like, yo, you can call me all you want or, you know, think you making me. If I can't make it, I can't make it.
Like, someone please call 911.
Point blank, period. I'm not coming in, man. I'm sorry. Not man, sorry. But it was, yeah, man. So this was a good one, man. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us this long again for the Talk That Tech Show, the number one tech morning show in the world, man. We appreciate y'all for hanging with us, and we definitely gonna catch you on the next one. We'll holla.
With a big holla. Thank you so much for rocking with us. Until next time, you tune in to Talk That Tech. B.
It's the number one tech morning show in the world, man.
That's right. That's right. Wait, Darcel says, I hate getting the guilt trip for calling off for being sick. That's true. That's true.
You ain't gonna guilt trip me, man. I'm sorry. I don't feel nothing. When I come in, it's like I never left.
Awesome. Yeah, man. It's like, it is what it is. Ty Smith said, great episode, guys. Thank you so much for rocking with us, Ty. We appreciate you.
Appreciate that.
Peace and elbow grease. Till next time, fam.